Just as Papa is bodiless,
Avyante.
He is incorporeal,
Messi.
Angelic,
Ashirdi.
Similarly,
Karna.
To experience a bodiless stage, or to experience the angelic stage, this is to be colored in the color. Perform your actions, but become an angel and perform actions. Experience the bodiless stage whenever you wish to experience it. Your mind and intellect should be under your control. In this way, order them, become bodiless. The moment you order them, and you become that, you become an angel. You should be able to stabilize the stage in which you want to be in a second. Your mind should be stabilized in a second. It shouldn't be that you say that it took me 5 seconds, but then even if it takes you 5 seconds, it's not under your control. It's not obeying your order. Therefore, let it be any type of situation. Let there be a great upheaval too, but even in that, you be stable.
Controlling power.
Do you have that type of controlling power? Or you think, I have to become bodiless, I have to become bodiless, and you spend your time only in thinking that you have to become bodiless. Many children keep changing their poses and Baba watches them. They think, let me be bodiless. And then they think, bodiless means to become a soul. Yes, I am a soul. I'm not the body. I am a soul. I came as a soul and I have to become a soul also. And you're still thinking. But then at that time, have you really become bodiless, or are you still battling and trying to become bodiless? You order your mind. You order the mind, become bodiless. It's not that you are thinking that I have to be bodiless. If the mind does not become bodiless, or you're not able to become bodiless means your mind has not obeyed your order. It means you do not have the controlling power yet. Therefore, according to the need of the time, there is the need of this type of practice. If you do not have the controlling power, then many types of situations will bring you into upheavals.